Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye, folks.
Yeah.
Well, hello there, everybody. It's 6:06 p.m. Just in case you slept all day and really confused, trying to clear things up for you. It's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. North America, world, universe, cosmos. I'm your host, Dave Bertheum. You're you. And here we are together at last. Let's get right into it. We have a sad death announcement. I just found out earlier today about a beloved guitar player passed away yesterday. So we're going to do a little tribute to him. Maybe halfway through the show. But other than that, the theme is space. I wish I had an effect to go on my voice for that. Because, you know, cheesiness counts for something. And I kind of can't believe I haven't done that theme before. It seems obvious. Came up with a nice selection of material to play involving the word space. In this first set, we're going to hear from Hawkwind, Faust. And first up, it's the John Barry Orchestra. Is this from Moonraker? Well, it's called Capsule in Space. Oh no, pardon me. It's from You Only Live Twice. John Barry Orchestra, Capsule in Space.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was a good way to start, wouldn't you say, if you're in a certain mood? Hawkwind with Space is Deep. Before that, Faust and Me Lack Space. Silly title for a weird, brief little instrumental. Off the top, another instrumental, courtesy of the John Barry Orchestra, and Capsule in Space from You Only Live Twice. Which reminds me, it's just about time to watch a daytime Bond movie. I think I could go for that this weekend. Let's see. Let's see about that. Let's see if I can work that into my busy, busy weekend schedule. Moving right along, we're going to hear from Barry Gray, a track we've heard before. It's fun. It's an old theme song from an old TV show, Space 99. Bonnie Dobson also. And off the top, it's Kraftwerk and Space Lab. We'll be right back. Woo! That was the Barry Gray Orchestra and the theme from Space 1999. I've never seen the show, but I really want to based on that theme. It sounds great. Before that was Bonnie Dobson and Bird of Space, a track I got from one of the Late Night Tales series, if you've heard of that. It's just a bunch of bands or artists curating a collection of late night music listening. And there's been a couple of those compilations done by Bell and Sebastian. That was from one of those. It turns out that Bonnie Dobson is actually a Canadian folk singer. I didn't know that previously. But that track, Bird of Space, was really rather trippy. And I didn't mind a bit. Kraftwerk before that was Space Lab from their classic album, The Man Machine. And that takes us up to 6:32. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yes, the theme is space, and you would think that that would make most of the tracks, you know, trippy, spacey, that sort of thing. Not all of them are. This next set, well, it goes well with, you know, whatever you're having. But it's not quite as trippy as all that. T-Rex, we're going to hear from in this set. We're also going to hear from a group called Miracle Legion doing a Birds cover. And first up, it's Harry Nilsson. Harry Nilsson left this earth over 30 years ago. It was back in 1994 when he died at the age of 52. There is a really great documentary that I'm pretty sure is just free streaming on YouTube called Who is Harry Nilsson and Why is Everybody Talking About Him? And it's really excellent. It'll turn you into a fan, I guarantee it. The guy was practically a genius. And he was also a wild man. He was part of that wild, you know, Keith Moon, Ringo Starr crowd. And he's a fascinating character. This is a track from Harry Nilsson called Spaceman.
Bang, bang, shoot 'em up, destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon. Shoot 'em up, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. I wanted to be a spaceman, that's what I wanted to be. But now that I am a spaceman, nobody cares about me. Hey Mother Earth, would you bring me back down safely to the sea? Around and around and around and around is all she ever said to me. To make a good run, I wanted to go to the moon. I knew that it had to be fun. I told him to send me real soon. I wanted to be a spaceman. I wanted to be it so bad. But now that I am a spaceman, I'd rather be back in the past.
Down.
Round and around and around and around. Safe on the
this morning, I'm feeling quite weird. A 16-year-old am I in here? Open my window, they've written my name. Said, so long, I see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
that deep bowed bass. That's what makes it. Besides everything else, T-Rex there was Spaceball Ricochet from The Slider. Miracle Legion before that doing their rendition of The Byrds' Mr. Spaceman. And Harry Nilsson off the top with Spaceman. The theme is space, in case you are just tuning in and have no guessing powers. And I'm kind of having fun with it. Such as the theme is space, of course, we've got to hear a version of David Bowie's Space Oddity, but I don't want to just go for the original or a live version. And I've got a lot of covers in my collection of that particular tune, but the winning cover is obviously the Langley Schools Music Project. It's just the best. So we're going to hear, and it's been quite a while since I've listened to that version, so we're going to hear that at the end of this set. We're going to hear from Leonard Nimoy, because, you know, space. And we're going to start things off in a fun and jaunty sort of way with the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. The funnest name. This is I'm the Urban Spaceman.
I wake up every We'll be right back.
beautiful. That was the Langley School's music project and their rendition of Space Oddity. That's some British Columbia kids playing and singing there. And it was released about 25 years or something like that after it was recorded. A long, long time after it was recorded. And the guy who kind of spearheaded the release had a lot of difficulty finding any record labels to have any interest in it. Everybody thought it's just a novelty and nobody's going to listen to it more than once. But it's certainly gained a lot of fame, a lot of great reviews, and a lot of good feedback from some great artists, including David Bowie himself, who loved that version of Space Oddity. And he said that's something he never could have conceived of himself, and he just thought it was brilliant. Before that was Leonard Nimoy. Well, he wasn't singing, and I'm not convinced he was actually playing anything on that, but under the name Leonard Nimoy was released the song Music to Watch Space Girls By. Leonard Nimoy does sing renditions of a lot of great songs. Whether or not his renditions are great is in the ear of the beholder. But I always enjoy hearing that stuff. And he and William Shatner, both side by side, releasing bizarro versions of then current pop songs. They were the Langley School music project of their time, perhaps. But Music to Watch Space Girls By was the track. Off the top was Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, who were not outsider music or novelty music or anything. They were just a real band, and they were kind of goofy and fun. That was I'm the Urban Spaceman, released as a single in 1968. That was actually written by Neil Innes of Ruddles fame, and that track was produced by Paul McCartney under a pseudonym. The pseudonym Apollo C. Vermouth, which is an excellent pseudonym. So hats off all around. I'm completely out of hats. It's coming up to 7 o'clock. As a matter of fact, it's 6:58 right now, Central Standard Time. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hate to bring you down, but one of the greatest guitar players of all time, particularly in the soul genre, but he certainly played a lot more than that, Steve Cropper died yesterday. He was the guitar player for Booker T and the MGs and other groups as well. He was in the movie The Blues Brothers. He co-wrote so many classic songs, including many, many songs that he wrote with Otis Redding, like Dock of the Bay, for instance. But I'm not even going to start on that, because he wrote a gajillion songs. And he passed away in Nashville at the age of 84 yesterday. I'm sad to say, but I'm a big fan. I love the way he plays guitar. Nobody plays guitar quite like that guy. He plays it. He can play solos, he can play blues, but he plays guitar in some particular way that doesn't remind me of anybody else. And I always enjoy, I realize Booker T and the MGs, they're a four-piece instrumental band, and the organ is usually featured as the primary melodic instrument in that band. Steve Cropper often provided a guitar solo, you know, kind of in another section of the song or something like that. More often than not, he was simply rhythmic accompaniment, just punching in little riffs and shots and flurries of notes that just supported what was happening. Always right on the beat, right in the pocket. And in just a beautiful way. There's so many parts. I mean, I'm a big Booker T and the MGs fan, as many of you probably know. And there's so many parts of their songs that I just wait for this particular little guitar lick that he does, because he adds something that is my favorite part of the song in so many instances. So we're going to hear three Booker T and the MGs songs in tribute to that great guitar player. We're going to start this set off with Booker T's and the MGs and Soul Clap. This is me saluting the late Steve Cropper.
I'm
Booker T and the MGs there. That was a little tribute set to the newly late Steve Cropper. He died yesterday at the age of 84. We just heard Run Tank Run from the soundtrack to the motion picture Uptight. I've never seen the movie, but it sure has a great soundtrack. I've listened to that soundtrack many times, and it's just gold. Before that was Sunday Sermon and Soul Clap off the top, all from Booker T and the MGs, as a way of thanking Steve Cropper for a lifetime of fantastic music. I'll be listening to the music he made for the rest of my days. And I'm sorry that he had to go. Sadness. We're going to carry on, though. Somehow we're going to lift our heads and carry on. The theme of the show is space. And in this next set, we're going to hear from a Japanese band called The Savage. We're going to hear from Stereolab. And we're going to start things off with Billy Preston. This is Out of Space. listening to The Savage right now. Fantastic garage rock, surf rock band from the 60s who are Japanese. The Japanese love their surf rock. And this track by The Savage, which is called Space Express, is just fantastic. Everything on that compilation that it comes from is fantastic. Before that, we heard from Stereolab and Space Moment and Billy Preston with Outer Space off the top. I got time for just a couple more here on this episode of Tawny the Brave, which is themed space, which you've figured out by now. We're going to end things off with the Pixies and Space I Believe In. And I will leave you with this. It's David Bowie from his second last album, The Next Day. This is Dancing Out in Space. I enjoyed this week's episode. I hope you did too. Take care of yourself. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Out of space. Hey, baby.